Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self-Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza. Hey friend, it's me, London Souza, online lifestyle transformation coach. I help people all over the world just like you who know they are meant for more, get their mind right and their body tight, and go from crazy busy to crazy happy. And hey, if it's our first time meeting, welcome. So happy to have you. And if you've been with us for a while, it's so great that you're here too. I'm really excited to share this episode of the Self-Love and Sweat podcast with you.
Hey, I want to tell you quickly about two ways that you can get connected beyond the podcast to uplevel your health, your life, your fitness, reach your goals, but also support the podcast as well. So the first option is our Self-Love and Sweat monthly members-only meetup. We meet up on the last Saturday of the month on Zoom for 90 minutes to cover some important topics, to answer your questions, and then to also do a workout together. It's a great way to have that support, have that accountability, get supercharged, and get reminded that there are other people all over the world on this journey of self-love and sweat, and you don't have to do it alone. You can join your first month for only $1 using code SELFLOVE1 at checkout, and then it's $27 a month after that. So you go to lifelikelondon.com/monthly, use the code SELFLOVE1 at checkout to try us out, test it out for only $1 for your first month, and then you can be on board to listen to the podcast, join up on the meetups, and just really feel like you're connected and thriving on this journey to reach your goals. The second option is our Strong at Home for Women 8-week dumbbell-only workout plan. We have women all over the world
getting stronger from the inside out right at home, right? So we're ready to take action to get stronger despite the circumstances of the world. And we know that we're not about to do that alone. So embark on this 8-week journey with us. You can go to lifelikelondon.com/strong at home. You can pick up your 8-week plan. And the exciting thing is that every 8 weeks, we open it up, myself and my co-coach, for VIP all access coaching with us. So not only do you get the plan, but you get Zoom fireside chats with us. You get an exclusive way to chat with us anytime. So you can ask your questions, share your progress. And we're always continuing to stay connected and motivate and inspire each other on our journey to get stronger, no matter what that means for us. So if you know that you're meant for more, you're ready to get stronger from the inside out, and you're just like, yes, I need a plan and some structure, something to tell me what to do. I know I'm ready, but I need that coaching. I can't do it alone. We are here for you. You can go to lifelikelondon.com/strong at home, pick up the plan, figure out when our next VIP all access registration is opening so you can get that support and guidance. And the third thing, I said there was two, but the third thing is you can do both. You can join us for those monthly meetups. You can be there for the 8-week program. You know, this coaching and this support is here for you. We want to get you real results that last so you never have to start over again. And so you guys are awesome. Enjoy this episode. Get connected. Self-love and sweat, friends. Hey, hey, welcome back to Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. I'm super excited about our topic today. I love unpacking this topic of motivation. And today I've broken it down into three key pillars, three key components that I feel are super important to root down in motivation. And that is MAC. Those are the letters we're going to go over today, or the acronym of the words we're going to use. So you can take notes take mental notes. I know sometimes we're listening to podcasts while we're walking or driving or whatever, but when you come back to this, you know, take notes, write things down that stand out to you. And if you are taking notes or you're listening and you can take some notes on your phone, MAC, that's the acronym we're going to go over today. So I taught on this topic last Saturday of the time recording this podcast. I talked on this topic for our Self Love and Sweat monthly members only meetup. So I taught on this topic for those that are in our members group, which if you listened from the beginning, you heard the little clip about it and how you can get connected there. It's super fun, really awesome. We do a 30-minute topic of the month, which is this topic I talked about. And then we do a 30-minute Q&A and then a 30-minute workout. So it's really, really bomb. I love it. And then we do workouts together throughout the month on the Salute app. So it's really cool. So anyways, if you want to get connected, you have information at lifelikelondon.com/monthly. But in this group, we went over this MAC. And normally if I feel like, okay, you know, this is a members only meetup, but this was a really awesome topic, I feel like this would be super valuable, I would just take the audio from that and send it over to be edited for the podcast, you know, and just like put that on there. But I'm changing something slightly because I feel like when we were in the group, as I'm always learning from you guys, when I was like, hey, what can you guess what M stands for? There was a few guesses and I was like, huh. When I came back to revisit that topic, rewatch it, look at my notes, reflect on the presentation, just like everything I do kind of after something like that, you know, think about the month and then, you know, think about what we're going to do for next month. I was like, huh, I really liked what, you know, one of my clients in this group, one of our members suggested, like super cool, you know, and I want to switch it. So anyways, normally I would take that audio and be like, hello, repurpose it, put it somewhere if you feel like it could provide value there. Of course, you know, the monthly access is reserved for my monthly members, but like sometimes I'm like, girl, to myself, you did a great job. So we should share that and put that somewhere else because other people need to hear that. And I just feel like some of those episodes, I like to pull out for the podcast, but because I'm switching out one of the letters and I'm teaching it just slightly differently, that's why I wanted to re-record it. Cause I'm like, this is valuable. This is what I do and what works for my clients. I love this acronym MAC, and I love the word, choice that, was shifted during our monthly members only meetup. So I'm always learning from you guys. So let's jump right in. So the three key pillars to root down in for motivation that really lasts, MAC. Okay. So the first letter, M. Originally, it was for motivation. Like, that's what I was talking about. I was like, yeah, kind of three key pillars to root in. But then I was like, no, people ask about motivation all the time. And these other components are so critical to motivation too, that I'm going to kind of flip it here. So the first M is mindset. And it really is your mindset surrounding motivation. Like, what do you think motivation is? How do you think you are owed motivation? How much should you have? How much do other people have that you somehow don't have? Like, what is the narrative that's going on in your mind surrounding motivation? So, you know, motivation is a feeling, and we have to think about, okay, what is motivation and what it isn't, right? So motivation, what it is, it's a feeling. You know, we have feelings like happiness, sadness, joy, anger, frustration, like motivation, like things that ebb and flow. You're not any of those things all the time, but you are some of them more than others. And I believe, you know, we really get this mixed up when we think like, oh, we're supposed to have motivation all the time. We're supposed to be motivated all the time. Or when people ask me, London, are you motivated all the time? I'm like, well, like, oh, what do you think about motivation? You know, so yeah, like maybe that fire there is more fired up in me than others, or in certain people than others, you know, for sure. But it's definitely not all about always being like gung-ho, motivated, excited, ready for action, like. And I think that's what a lot of people think and feel motivation should be like. And that's why they get, you know, kind of angry because they feel like they don't have it, you know? So we all know what it feels like, you know, in one form or another to be motivated and inspired and excited about what you're doing. You're getting results. It feels good. You're showing up. You're motivated. It's fun. You enjoy it. Like, we can all think of a time, and when it comes to health and wellness, when it comes to work, when it comes to just like our personal lives, whatever, I think we can all think back to at least a time when we felt motivated, because people are like, yeah, I remember, you know, I used to be, or when I did this, and this one time when I tried this, I was super motivated and I got results here. And it's like, it was somewhere. And yeah, we all know what that feeling is. And so it's just a matter of, like I said, your mindset surrounding motivation, understanding it's a feeling. It's going to come and it's going to go. Sometimes you're going to feel it more than others. Sometimes you're going to be in it more than others. Sometimes you're going to be more excited and gung-ho about it more than others, right? So it is what it is. So the next components, the A and the C, after we talk about what it isn't, so we can kind of dive in there, but those are going to be really, really, really what fires up the motivation. Like, it's really like we're going from the top part and going lower. It's like when this A and C, this part, like that really explodes there. Motivation goes through the roof because you're getting results, right? So back it up. What it is, it's a feeling. Right? It's a feeling. It ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. And what it isn't is it isn't something that you're missing. It isn't something that somebody has all of the time, every single day. Yes, some people are more motivated than others, more, just kind of getting after it, passionate, inspired, excited, whatever we might, you know, kind of describe when we think about people who are motivated. Yeah, it's not something that you can take a magic pill for. And it's not something that, like I said, you know, the motivation drip, you know, that's not a thing. So just get really clear, wrap your mindset around that. Okay. So ways to cultivate motivation, that's what I want to talk about. Not ways to get more motivated or stay motivated. It's like what action items, things that you can do to take action in order to bring in that motivation. Like, there's no motivation fairy that's just going to tap you on the head and like, poof, you're motivated. There's no magic quote that's going to sustain that. Okay. I love quotes more than anyone, but like, it's not going to, you know, sustain that there. What are you going to do to cultivate that emotion? Yeah, maybe it's reading that quote before you go into the workout and like whatever, but you know what I mean? For the most part, like, we got to take action there. So what do I like to do and coach on to cultivate that motivation? Habits, routines,
tracking progress, getting excited about all the little baby steps along the way, making sure that you have those baby steps along the way, that you're not just like, oh, I'm starting here and I have this goal and like, let's just see it make itself, right? So taking that time to celebrate that progress is super exciting. Setting up habits and routines, you know, times in your calendar, just like morning routines, evening routines, structures and ways that allow you to show up in a way that you're excited about, that makes you feel bomb, you know, because the thing is when you're not feeling motivated and you just are like, okay, it's Wednesday. I wake up, I get dressed and like, I jump on the bike and I do my workout and I do some yoga. Like that's just what I do. It doesn't really matter if you're feeling it or not. And maybe if you're not feeling it, there'll be times when you skip it, but it's like more often than not that habit and that plan wins over that feeling, right? Especially when you're getting results and tracking progress and you're like, oh, what I'm doing is actually working. Hello, motivation. Super exciting. So I just say like, stop putting motivation on a pedestal. You know, it's not this grandiose thing that you're missing out on. It's just taking action and pushing forward and getting the results, tracking the progress there. That's super, super motivating. Okay. So the M is your mindset surrounding motivation. So I'm going to say M is for your mindset. So think about how you're thinking about motivation. And if you're like, oh, they have it, or I should have it. What? It's like, put the fingers down, stop pointing it. Just start thinking about what's that next action you can take. Okay. To kind of get that win. It feels good. It feels super good. Okay. The A, what is the A? Super motivating one. Also one of the hardest ones for me in the beginning to really cultivate and bring that in. So A is accountability. And this one, like I said, was a tricky one for me because it requires asking for help and telling people what you're working on, telling them about your goals, telling them how they can support you, you know, unless you like hire a coach or you're in a program where there's like checks and balances there where it's like, yeah, I did this. Okay. Check. Did we make progress? Awesome. Whatever. Like oftentimes we have to set that up for ourselves, you know? So we have to put ourselves in the program, right? To get that accountability, or we have to ask, hey, you know, to my friends or to my coaches, like I'm really struggling here. So I need further accountability here. Like I know that we're meeting up and blah, 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 but I need to like send, I need like some text message accountability, or I want to, when we meet up for coffee every Tuesday, I want to show you the progress I'm making, you know, on my workouts or on this book I'm writing or just whatever, right? So that accountability is super motivating because I especially love to find accountability buddies that I'm just like, you're amazing. You're awesome. Like I'm committed to doing this with you. If I tell you that I want your time to say like, hey, can we check in on this? Or can we keep tabs on each other on this? Like that for me is so valuable. People's time is so valuable. I do not take that for granted. And for someone to be like, yeah, I'll be that person there to coach you or be there to support you, whether there's financial exchange or not, like the willingness there to just hold that accountability for me, I love it. I'm like, thank you. And it's so hard for me because that's where I have to be like, hey, this is where I'm struggling and where I need support. And I feel like I'm like kind of slacking in this spot and I just need to get a few things done. And I just need to tell you what those things are. And then when they're done, I'm going to show you and share it. Can you be second eyes on that? Can you look at that for me? And that's what kind of accountability looks like for me, like in my personal life now and business, if you will. And in working out, you know, it's like, sometimes you're just like, oh, not feeling it. And I have a friend where we'll write each other when we do our morning movements, like 20 minutes yoga, check. I'm like 20 minutes on the Peloton, check. It's just nice to be like, have that check-in and accountability, you know? And so that one is going to be super, super major. Cause it's like, if nobody's there to hold you accountable and like cheer you on and know what you're working on and be there to be like, hey, like you said you wanted this. I believe in you too, because there's days when you don't always believe that, you know? So that accountability and support is huge. And it just took me a long time to understand that like the faster you ask for support, the faster you ask for that accountability, the faster you're going to make progress. And the faster you're going to work through some of the things that are required to work through when you're held accountable, right? Like if you don't do it, it's like, are you going to say you did? Did you not? Like, are you going to get it done even when you, you know, not when you planned because you know you got to tell that person? Like, are you going to do it at night even when you normally work out in the morning because you want to get it done? You know, it's like that narrative or like that just kind of comes into play. Like when you're being held accountable, it's like, how are you gonna, you know, act and react when there's someone there to be like showing up? Are you? What's it like? You know, but always there to hold space and support you, obviously not point the finger that you're doing something bad, if you will. But you know what I mean? Like that accountability factor there is huge and is major and can really force us to kind of work through like what it means to push past that. You know, when we're asking for accountability and support, we're going to move past where we were before. We're going to get that support. We're going to get those things done. We're going to get crazy results and awesome, you know, energy and just kind of all these things that we get from a healthy and well and awesome lifestyle. And yeah, going past those barriers and experiencing those new things can just sometimes be, bring up other things. Bring up other things. So as you're getting more motivated and getting those results and making progress and seeking that accountability and continuing to move forward, doesn't mean that things are going to get easier, right? We're going to find more things to just show us what we're made of and help others along the way. Okay. So it's not like a motivating yellow brick road. Okay. Just want to make that clear. And that's why I love what I do, because I like link arms with the women I work with virtually. And we come together and we're like, you don't have to do this alone. I'll hold you accountable. Like I'm with you, you know, and we really get that support there. So this process is a fun one. And this is why I say I love talking about it. And also why I love to revisit these, you know, typical topics like motivation, because we all need the dose of remembering what that feels and looks like for us in our life throughout different phases and different goals that we're working on. Okay. C. So we have mindset surrounding motivation, M, A, accountability, getting the people to help you and support you and telling them how they can support you, all that communication that goes there. And then C, consistency. Consistency is just so important to motivation, because when you're consistent, you get results and results are motivating, you know? And the thing is, that's really important and why I coach, you know, finding your why, getting really clear on that. It's like really hard to be consistent and do something when you don't have a clear picture of what that big picture is and the little steps along the way and why they matter. Okay. So consistency is so important. Like, how do you stay consistent? You do the thing and then you do it again. And then you do it again. And tomorrow you do it again, or the next day, or whatever that looks like in terms of reaching your goal. And I love the conversation I had with Paul Levitin about motivation. I can't remember which episode it was, but I'll make note to put it in the show notes below that I'll note that episode. But he talks about like being the person that does the thing, the guy, the girl that does the thing, like, are you doing the thing? And, yeah, that consistency, you know, doesn't always feel good. It's just kind of like one, two. It's like that stacking and compounding effect over time makes big results. It's not the double cheeseburger with the chili cheese fries that makes you, you know, derail all your results. And it's not the one salad, you know, with the side of sweet potatoes, you know, even though that's super bomb, one of them is not going to get you all of a sudden, you know, in super good shape and, you know, losing that weight or maybe just feeling better digestively because maybe you're used to eating like crap. Like it's not ever the one thing. It's the compounding effect over time and repetition, you know, because sometimes I'm doing, you know, you're doing our workout. I'm doing my workout. Maybe you're doing your workout too. And you're like, you know, okay, I've been working out since I was 17. I'm going to be 33 this year. I'm doing a round of squats or a squat variation exercise. I've been doing, you know, sometimes I'm just like, you have to remind yourself the power in the repetitions. Cause sometimes I'm like, it's just sometimes funny to think like, okay, you know, I'm doing 15 of these, rest 15, 15. And you continue to do that over time and you like want to take a break and you're like, oh, whatever. I can't explain. Yeah, it makes me laugh sometimes because it's like, no, power and repetition, London, power and repetition. This is how fitness transcends into other areas of your life. If you want to get stronger, these are the reps you need to do. This is kind of, you know, the weights you need to be lifting. And like, this is how you're going to make progress through this consistency here. But I just kind of have to remind myself of that sometimes when you're doing, you know, I wonder how many squats I've done in my life. You know, if I had a squat counter, can you imagine if I had a squat and lunge counter? Or even a stair counter, because I love to run stairs. That would be fun numbers to look at if we had some stats there. But repetition over time. So I really think that you have to believe in that consistency and the power of consistency too. Like you have to believe in that. You have to believe that if you're putting in the work and you're putting in the hours and you're putting in the time, that's going to lead to results. You know, that's why like showing up, you know, with that attitude and that clarity and your why and knowing what your goals, you know, what you're going after, is super important. Like you have to believe that, or it's like, why else are you even doing it? You know, if it's like, you don't believe what you're doing is working and how, what you're showing up, like if you can't like mentally, visualize that of like, you know, it doesn't matter how I'm feeling today. Like this is stacking on, this matters, you know, this is something, you know, it's just like, you have to believe in that power of that repetition, or it's just like monotonous and boring and like, I'm doing the robot right now. If you're watching the video, you can see it, but not a good robot, but that's what I was doing with my arms. It's just like, we become so robotic, you know. We become so robotic. So, you know, get excited about the consistency and visualize that and have your vision boards and know what the consistency is moving you towards. So important, vision boards and that clarity there. So I hope you guys found this super valuable. I love this topic. Let me know what you guys think. You can always reach out to me on social media. You can find me everywhere as at Life Like London, but I always get questions about motivation and positivity. So a lot more content coming in that direction for you guys. So let's recap really quick your mindset surrounding motivation, what it is and what it isn't, and making sure you understand that taking action to cultivate motivation is key. Okay. M, mindset surrounding it. A, accountability, asking for help, figuring out how you can buddy up with someone, get in a program, get coaching, ask for help, ask for support, so that you can be held accountable to get to where you want to go, because we are not meant to do this alone. And C, consistency. And really, you know, thinking about that M2 mindset about consistency and the power of it, and get excited about it. And yeah, that's what I got for you guys today. Hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are in this world. M-A-C. Put that in your back pocket somewhere and revisit it. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hitspot Austria production.